This is Brian Hansen for KCAW, and it's time for our weekly program on high school sports and activities in Sitka. Today we welcome Coach Rich Calkins of the Mount Edgecombe High School women's volleyball team. Along, we have a couple players with us today, Taryn White and Renata Olson. Welcome.
Everybody. Morning. Thank you for having us.
All right. Well, I understand, Rich, that you came back from, was it Anchorage having it in the state tournament?
It was. They had it out at Chugiak High School this year.
All right. And had a successful run there. Fell a little bit short. Tell us about the state volleyball tournament this year.
We did. It was a great tournament. The girls had a very positive experience up there and played very well. It was kind of different, though. Our first-round opponent, Barrow, because of the weather, didn't even make it in. So we ended up with a first-round bye, which I never had happen before. And we played Skyview and beat them and to get to the semifinals and fell a little short against Grace Christian, came back and played Skyview again and defeated them to make it in the state finals.
And you played Grace Christian in the state finals?
We did play Grace Christian. It's the fourth year in a row.
And how'd that turn out?
They ended up beating us 3-0, but very competitive match. We had our opportunities. Grace was just a little bit better than us that day, and like we told the girls, nothing to be ashamed of. They beat us that day. We didn't lose, and that happens in sports. Somebody has to win, and somebody has to lose.
Right. You happy with the way the girls played then?
Oh, excellent, yes. Going into the match, we just asked them to compete, and like they always say, leave it all on the floor, and that's what they did, and we just fell a little bit short.
Great. Hey, Rich, I know reading the newspaper article and, you know, knowing a little bit about your program, that you guys have been to the state tournament going on. This is your fourth year in a row?
It's our fourth year in a row playing in the state championships, and in the last 9 years, we played in 6 state championships.
Right. In the last 2 years, you're coming into this the 2-time defending state champion at women's volleyball.
We were, and both of those victories came over Grace Christian, so we've got strong ties to that program.
Wow. So tell me a little bit about the components of the team. How many girls are in it? What grades are they in?
We have 12 girls that travel with us on varsity this year, and we're actually a very young team. We have 2 freshmen, 4 sophomores, and 6 juniors. So the program is very intact and has a good chance for being very successful again next year.
No seniors on the team?
No seniors. I think that's the first time in my coaching career that I've ever had all the girls back.
Wow. Well, excitement for next year, but this year was a great year too, and we have a couple of the players here. First, let's turn to Taryn White. Morning, Taryn. Where are you from?
I'm from Hoonah, Alaska.
All right. And how many years have you been going to Mount Edgecombe High School?
This is my 3rd year since I was a freshman.
Really? And you're a multi-sport athlete, I understand. You play other sports? What else?
Yeah, I play volleyball and basketball.
Okay. And this is the 3rd year in the volleyball team?
Uh-huh.
So you were hoping to have a clean sweep of the first 3 years, then fell a little short, though, huh?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. How were the games up there? Did you feel like you could play with the Grace Christian girls?
Yeah, I feel like we could definitely beat them. Yeah.
What position do you play on the floor?
I'm an outside hitter, and I'm also a setter.
Really? Did you get what were your spike statistics at the tournament? Do you get those kind of things?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, that's good. You just play the game and play it hard.
Yeah.
I understand. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. You know, tell me about that championship game. Had you have played Grace Christian the last 2 championship games? Do you know who those girls were across the net from you?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, they have like a main hitter girl. She's Heather Green. She's a very good spiker.
Very good. And we have also with us today Renata Olson. Where are you from, Renata?
I'm from Golovin.
All right. And what year in school are you?
I'm also a junior. This is also my 3rd year.
What position do you play on the court?
I'm the libero, the defensive specialist.
Okay. And what responsibilities do you have as the defensive specialist?
Well, I'm like the main defensive specialist. I take care of the back row and like identify and just.
You've got to call out defensive plays.
I'm the one who digs all the hits.
Digs all the hits.
Yeah.
A lot of responsibilities.
Yeah. Starts with the pass.
And do you get an opportunity to set up Taryn on occasion? Is that a big...
Like if it's like a missed play or something, a missed pass, I could set from the back row. And I'll set like outside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you do the dig, hit it to the setters, and the setters set it up to the spikers kind of thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're not all experts on that game, but... But so why don't you tell me about your experience on the volleyball team? What kind of practice routines do you guys have? How often a week and how many hours a week?
Well, we start volleyball the very first day we get here, and right then there we like get our team and everything, and then from there on we have like usually we have two practices a day, morning conditioning, and right after school we have practice. So like we get conditioning done and over with in the morning so we can focus on practicing during the day. And we did that like often, like every day or like, and yeah, that's how it was.
Coach works you hard then.
Yeah.
Really. So with all the time you have to spend on volleyball, you're able to keep your grades up and your class, get to your classes and get things done?
Yeah. The first 2 years I struggled with that. This year, after like third year, like I'm getting used to it. Like I'm being able to keep up.
Right. Yeah. How about you, Taryn? Are you able to get to your classes and keep your grades up for all of this?
This year I'm doing a really good job. Well, freshman and sophomore year.
Well, that's great that you're able to admit it, you know, and then talk to us about it, because we're really important that if we're going to do activities, mm-hmm. We need to keep up with our classes,
yeah.
Too. Let me turn back real quick. Thank you, gals. Let me turn back to Coach Calkins. I understand this may be your last year, unless we can talk you out of it during this interview.
That is the plan, that I am going to retire from teaching and coaching at the end of this school year.
All right. So, from teaching, too?
Yes, from both.
All right. Well, tell me, how many years have you been coaching and how many years have you been teaching?
Well, this will be my 23rd year teaching in the state of Alaska, and I think I've been coaching, well, all of those years, and then quite a few years before that also. I started getting involved in coaching when I was still in high school with Little League baseball programs and Little Dribblers basketball, and it's just something that I've really enjoyed over the years.
Well, congratulations, Rich. Thanks for all your efforts with the kids. I know you've had great success with the ladies volleyball team and the other athletic coaching you've done over there at Mount Edgecombe High School. We very much appreciate it. Good luck in your future endeavors.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, we're out of time, so I'm going to have to say thank you to Coach Rich Calkins and Taryn White and Renata Olson of the Mount Edgecombe High School ladies volleyball team. So this has been Brian Hansen for KCAW, bringing you a weekly look at high school sports and activities. And until next time, keep the body active and the mind active and support high school sports and activities.